I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, April 12. Coming up, Jamaica to benefit from JICA Energy Project, work far advanced on public sector compensation policy, and West Kingston residents receive mosquito nets and drum covers. The news in detail after the break.
Love how Jamaica set up fish sanctuaries, and everybody loves the fish sanctuaries, cause it's a plan to have more fish for everyone and help save the reefs we depend on. And that will ensure the livelihood of the fishermen. So no fishing at dam, let's protect our fish sanctuaries.
Brought to you by the Fisheries Division in collaboration with the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, under the NPAS project.
Now the news. Jamaica is among four Caribbean countries that will benefit from the Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA's, implementation of a three-year energy efficiency project in the region. The technical cooperation project is being initiated by the government of Japan through grant funding of $348.9 million. Finance and the Public Service Minister Audley Shaw and JICA's resident representative in Jamaica, Kenji Tobita, signed the record of discussions, reflecting the agreements and positions of the government and agency on Thursday. Minister Shaw says the project's implementation is timely, noting that it comes at a point when efforts are being made by government to diversify the energy mix and reduce Jamaica's dependence on imported fossil fuel.
This is particularly important to the overall economic development of the country, as it will help stabilize energy costs, reduce the impact of fossil fuel emissions on the environment, and support a progressive developmental framework by freeing up resources for redistribution into other key areas.
The project is being implemented in Jamaica in two phases and will be spearheaded by the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica. The Ministry of Finance is far advanced in its work to develop a compensation policy for the public sector. Minister of State in the Finance Ministry Rudyard Spencer says work is well underway to review current practices regarding public sector compensation, adding that the process will be instrumental in informing government's medium-term wage policy, consistent with the legislated wage ceiling. A cabinet submission is being prepared and will be ready shortly. Mr. Spencer says the creation of the compensation policy is a major component of the public sector transformation and modernization process.
An efficient, productive public sector forms a strong foundation for economic growth. Therefore, the transformation process is key to achieving our economic growth targets. We continue our work and transforming the public sector for a modern Jamaica.
Mr. Spencer was making his contribution to the 2017-2018 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF, has distributed mosquito nets and lid covers for water storage containers to residents of West Kingston. The intervention under the agency's $3 million Super 18 ZICV project aims to minimize exposure to the Aedes aegypti mosquito, responsible for spreading the chikungunya and Zika viruses. Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie praised the sustained vector control efforts by JSIF in the target communities.
The work of JSIF has gone a far way to increase knowledge and to give more visibility to these communities. So while we welcome the opportunity to partner with JSIF, it is the responsibility of the respective communities to make this program work.
A total of 1,000 bed nets are to be distributed to communities across the parishes of Kingston, St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Clarendon, St. Anne, St. James, and Westmoreland, beneficiaries of the World Bank-funded Integrated Community Development Project, ICDP. Some 2,500 specialized lids for covering water storage containers are also to be provided. And Jamaica's first cashless system for schools has been officially launched as part of efforts to secure an efficient environment by removing cash transactions from school campuses and providing administrators with real-time financial reports. The system, to be administered by Alliance Payment Services, has completed a comprehensive and successful pilot at both Campion College and Immaculate Conception High School. Under the initiative, parents may add funds to their child's account while at the same time pay school-related bills online. Improvements were made to the program based on feedback and consultation with students, parents, and school administrators. The cashless system will be expanded to include Calabar High School and St. George's College. Aspects of the program will also facilitate electronic transactions at St. Peter and Paul Preparatory and St. Andrew Preparatory Schools. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.